Okay. Both sides, today, we actually begin, discuss some of the practical stuff. We begin at Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. And today we're not going to discuss in any depth whatsoever the more theological dimension of this Gemara. Rabbi Amrav Kana Marav Yovel Yov Yomar Cholzen Vemino Shomen Lo and Cholzen Besandel and Shomen Lo Shekfor Nago Am Besandel Elio. Who's Elio? What's he doing? What does he have to do with the halachic discourse? Elio. If Elio speaks B'Torah's Navi, do you listen to a Navi? Does a Navi have clout when it comes to deciding halachic matters? What do you say? Yes or no?
No.
What does it say? Lo b'shamayimi. We don't go to Nevi'im. We go to Chachamim. So that's out. Right? Can't go to a Navi. Eliyahu's in the Kamba Torah's Talmud Chacham. Okay. Maybe that's what it means. And then, for Nogu Am B'Sandal, since one is a minig of a people, determine it in terms of how we decide the halacha. To make things even more complex, the Yerushalmi actually says, believe it or not, on this Gemara, it's right here, Yerushalmi, Shahaminig Mevatel Es Halacha. Whoa. So how far do we go with this? In some places, the minig, I don't want to mention some of the other minhag that we have, and unfortunately, which go against Halacha. So you follow the minig against Halacha? What is this? So let's go slowly and see how this plays out. But we're not going to get, maybe tomorrow we'll go into some more of the, what I call the theological issues. But for the moment, just go slow. So the Gemara has a discussion. He says, Minel, you listen to him. No sandal, you don't listen to him. Why? Shekfar nogu am besandal. If the minig olam is something more important than Eliyahu HaNavi. We're holding in Chodesh Nisan, Rabbi Osai. In a few more nights, we're going to open the door. Welcome Eliyahu HaNavi in, and he'll say, we can't listen to you, because for Nagu Ha'am. That's a Baruch Abba, give for Eliyahu HaNavi. We can't listen to you. For Nagu Ha'am. That's what everyone says. Okay. Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Kana, Amar Rav, Yobo Eliyahu, V'yom Ein Cholzim B'manal Shomen Lo, Ein Cholzim B'sanal, Ein Shomen Lo, Shefor Nagu B'sanal, Ba'binag B'nayu, Mino Lechatchila, may you use a minhag lechatchila? Yes or no? That's a machlokes. Uleman d'omar afilu lechatchila v'atnan cholzah b'minhag v'chalitzos k'sheira. Do you have it in lechatchila? Lo. No. Who didn't afilu lechatchila? Aidi debor lemisne seva be'an palya chalitzos p'sula. Afilu b'di'evit. Tanami reisha di'evit. You should know minhag lechatchila tanoi. It's a machlokes tanoi. The tanya. Rabbi Yossi, Pamach, Asalachti, Tzivin, Botsosi, Zok, and Echel, Amarti, Lo, Klumata, Boki, Rabbi Yudah, Ben Beseira, Amal Yehet, Val Shulchon, Yutadir, Klum, Reisa, Shecholat, Biyavama, Amal Yehet, Reisa, Shecholat, Habe Pomim, Bemidol, Abasando, Amal Yehet, Vichy Cholzin, Beminol, parentheses, Vatora, Omar, Nalo, Velo, Minolo, well, Rashi doesn't like that in a big way. Amarti loam came my robber of mayor, loam a cholza b'minol chalitzos k'sheira. Rabbi Yaakov of Mishro, cholza b'minol lechatchila. Sounds like a machlok as a tanoi. Umadam lechatchila loam my timer, ilema mishim to have you panzer mea. What's panzer? What's panzer? What's going to be translated panzer? Anybody have a suggestion? I'd call it a flap. Like a looking at your shoes. I think we have Baruch Hashem. People still have the old-fashioned shoes. Oh, come here. Everyone see the shoe? An old-fashioned shoe. It has a, we call it a tongue? What do you call that piece of, the piece of leather? Yeah. Called a tongue? It has a tongue, and it has straps, mamash, straps on top of the, there you go, straps on top of the, of the tongue, says the Gemara. Have you panzer me'al? The cholzer nala me'al raglo. So the panzer, the tongue, is me'al. But arkus, what's an arkus? I mean, strap. Arkus of the Masani, the famous Gemara, elsewhere. me'al de me'al. V'ator amra me'al v'lo me'al de me'al. So therefore it's no good. So you can't have a man. Frank the Gemara, yachi, I feel the Yevid namilo. Wait a minute, that's no good. Should not even be the Yevid. So what do you mean? Why is it say it's good be the Yevid? Well, it's not, it's exera. Why? Mishum minol merupot. If you allow a minol which is intact, such as Baruch Yaakov is a very intact minol, next thing you know, they'll be using a rip minol. Inami, mishum chatzi minol. Use a half a minol. So strange Gemara. Rashi says, we're not going to read all the Rashis. Vlogasina and Vatora Amra Nalo Velo Minolo. Shein Minol Kosu Bechola Torah. Nalo Shal Nalcha Sholafish Nalo. The Mashma, the word Nal means Bain Sandal Bain Minol. The Minol Lashon Chachamah Vinal Lashon Torah. Vaidama Minol Lechatchila Aser. La Mikroy Olef Ela Mishim Gzera Kedel Kamar. Ay, the Torah says Barzal Nechoshes Min Olecha. Nah, it's not Min Yeshu. Lashon minol ubriachu, it means you lack. Doesn't mean you're a shoe. Okay. Pansa, gav haminol. Gav means literally a back. I don't know. I thought it meant a bit like a flap, what we call a tongue. What does art school say? Did anyone look it up? I think it means, the word gav is a little bit bothersome to me, but I still think that it means, if you look at our shoes, it means what we call the tongue or the flap. Okay, Arkas is Sroch Nal. Okay, so Rashi says, "V'havilu kishnei." So again, Shekolfen Ritzuos al Oznov. V'havilu kishnei Nolim zelgabizeh. So it's no good. Avol sandal ein koshrin v'kolfen Ritzuos al Oznov. Sherei koshu v'ena Ritzua doch koso. We'll see that later on. Do you have a nami? El darminan michalitosuk sher shmamino gilui karabino vafilu shnei minolim zal gabe zeh ki shulfus atarvayu shaper dami kudamu lakaman beiz minolim v'chule. Mau. Bakalomi boyole el de karas el iloi v'shlaft l'tatoi avol shlaftinu l'tarvayu shaper dami. In other words, even if the shoe has a tongue, and you're going to call it minol zeh gabe zeh, it's still mutter if you take off both. Rupat mevuka karua melamala. The cave of the rochi, except Rashi, it's soft. The middle is soft. Soft leather. Afal gav de karua miyasev leakari. It fits on his foot. So he's going to mistakenly use the ripped shoe for chalita, which is no good. Avo sandal shahu kosher. Sandals made from hard leather. And yochol ha'ashro al-raglo mishenivchas. Once it rips, you can't put it on your foot. V'lekha le'migza midi. As Rashi says, fine. And presumably, though Rashi is silent, same thing when it comes to chatzi minol. A chatzi minol, if it's made from soft leather, you can manage with it. Whereas, if it's made from hard leather, you cannot. This is Shita's Rashi. Rabbo said, before, that's the first part of today's shir, is this Gemara. The second part, and that will be the next few lines in the Gemara. Let's first analyze this part of the Gemara. Rabosai, do we nowadays use something from hard leather, which is according to Rashi's definition of a sandal? Let's take a look in the Rosh and Siman Gimel and see what he says. Here we go, page Nun Dalet, quotes the Gemara. What's Marupa? It's no good, it's not, it's a rip chew. Behold the Tanya and the Kabbish Shabbos Tov, Perek Tolin. Shkaf Kuf Mem Aleph Amen Aleph. Lo Teitze Isha B'minel HaMarupot. Lo Tachlitz Bo. Vim Chol Tzachal Yitzos Tekshero. Yeah, we just said it's Pesula. Hosa Mari She'en HaMarupot Kol Kach. Nadayan Yochol Lahalech Bo. It's only ripped a little bit. He's still able to walk in it, so it's considered to be a shoe with respect to Chlitza. But in our case, we're afraid it's going to be ripped completely. You can't even walk in it. V'ho'idna, ein sandal motzi b'neinu. L'kach nogu lachotz b'minu l'chat chila.
He quotes a Yerushalmi. Tanya Rabbi Yossi, Maisa Shalachi Lin Tzivin Varisi Sham Zaken Echa Numesi Lo Boki Lachar Rabbi Yudim Emeseyam Yom Echa Omali Shulchani Hoya Biro Val Shulchani Hoya Tode. Same as Bavli. Numesi Lo Risa Cholitz Mi Yom Echa B'maya Cholitz B'middle of a sandal. Omali V'chiyesh Sandal B'mkomenu. There is no, we have no sandals. We have no sandal, of course. You use a minnow. So the Rosh says that nowadays, we use a minnow. We use a minnow because we have no choice. We have no sandal. Suck the carbon and the sandal, something fascinating. V'lule devreim, ayarati tam, v'zmaneim, lo hoya minnow miyucha lachlots bo. They didn't have a chalitza shoe. Kim choletes minnow shal yava miraglo, sheolach bo. He should use his regular shoe. Right, size 11D, size 9A, whatever. And she just took that shoe and she pulled it off. So you're afraid it's ripped. The kach es digzim is minol merup. Mashenge be'akshav. Sharava misader yesh lo minol meyuchel lachlos. Upa'omim, he says, yesh pamachas b'shavua. Once every 7 years is a chalitza. Lo shayach lemigzim is minol merup. It's not going to rip. Rabbi Reis just told me when I borrowed this spare shoe from our bezdin, that someone else offered the bezdin a spare shoe, and guess what? It ripped in his hands. So apparently there could be bezdin chalitza shoe which also rip, but I guess they'll notice it well in advance. So everything can rip, wear and tear, years. Who knows what? Ad kan rabosai the Gemara and some of the Rashi and the Rosh and Simon. Is this the only distinction between middle and sandal, that middle is soft leather and sandal is hard leather? The Nebuchadnezzar Yosef suggests a different distinction. Please turn to the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef page Tzadi Hey in our print. I think it's Lamed Beis and Beis in the old print. Where, excuse me, Tzadi Dalet, at the bottom of Tzadi Dalet in our print. He quotes Rashi. Sandal or shoulder cushions, hard leather. Is that correct today that sandals are from harder leather than shoes? Is that still correct to this day? What do you call sandals? You all realize that sandals is the same word as sandal. I see that much you figured out. Who owns sandalim here? Who owns a pair? Are they made from harder leather than shoes? Still harder, yes, to this day? There you go. So Rashi wins. Tahabim and Amafarshim Kosvu, no. The minol who mishtei chatichos al gimel shel kain shalana. How many pieces of wool, of leather are sewn together to make up your shoe? 1, 2, 3, 4, a whole bunch of pieces, right? They sew them together. Okay. V'yesh pansa, which I consider to be the tongue. V'okev, and it's also a separate part by the heel. V'hasandal kulo mechaticha achas. Who owns sandals here? Okay. It's made from one, today it's made from one mikshaka, like the menorah, it's made from one, which also sold together nowadays. So our sandals aren't really sandals according to the sheet of the Yesh Mefarsh. According to the Korn Sheet of Rashi, they're sandals because they're made from hard leather. Cost of a Ritz Vazal, the Royal Lochosh to Shnein. We're not sure which shot is correct. So if you want a sandal, it has to be number one from hard leather and number two from one piece. Chatzi minol, there's no Rashi in this. See, in this print in Noz Vahadar, if it's Rashi in the Gemara, they bold it. So the bold parts of the Nimugyos are just direct quotes of Rashi and Shas. This part is not bolded. It's not from Rashi and Shas. Rashi is silent. Chatzi minol, temitog shurach omed beregel v'yavo lachlitz bo v'lo havi minol, because it's ripped, because it's only a half a shoe. Avol sandal mitog shukosha eno choshev lino. The ain omer beregel klal. If you half a sandal is nothing, half a shoe is something. That's what the Ratz does. Xera only parts the shoes and not the sandals. Ad kan rabosai the Nebuka Yosef. See, it's two pshat. It's Ratz pshat and an alternate pshat. An alternate pshat. Oh. And we mentioned before that Rashi was very unhappy with the Girs and the Gemara. Not only is Rashi unhappy, but Tosis over here on Kuv Beis and Aleph. V'chicholtz in the minol says Tosfos v'lo gar sinon v'atorah arma nala v'lo minola k'moshe pirsh v'kundris. The giras is wrong, the pshat is wrong. No one seems to hold that way according to Rashi v'Tosfos. However, never say never. The Ritva says it beferish. Here enough could base him enough. And then the Mugi Yosef is largely based on this Ritva. Almost all of it, he says, is based on the Ritva. The Ritva writes as follows. Girsa Sasvarim. Hatorah Manala Vela Manala. Rashi says, cross it out. Uvitosis Pirishu. Tosis? Atos also crossed it out. Some other Tosis we don't have. Footnote 62, so we don't have an Atosis. Likayim Girsas Hasvarim. Nochkama. The Nalo Mashma Kiderech Shahoyo Darkom Lino. Verov Minaleim Hoyu Sandalim. In the time of the Chazal, most people wore sandals. So the evidence is most people wear sandals. That's the proper thing to do chalitza with. That's what it says. Mamish beferish. A new pshat in the Gemara, about say, with our girsa. The Gemara says, exerd the merupot, chatzi mino, takes care of it in footnote 64. That's Kasha. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Those who say it's Exer, according to Rabbi Meir. We saw in the Gemara Machlokas. According to Rabbi Meir, it's only Exer, Mishnah Merupa, the Chatzinal. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's no good. Why? You need Dark Kederach Shayadakam Lino. You need Kederach Shayadakam Lino. If it's no good, Rabbi Osai, even B'di'evet. Inami poster of Yossi, I feel it, the Evan. It's reference to what he says in the paragraph Amarati, page Tof, Reish Gimel. It's the page in the fancy Ritva that we have. Fine. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai, the Rav Yoh, he quotes it over here in footnote 72, says as follows, Va'aminu shalonu tachasandal shabimem, Regilus lahalechbo. The Ravan says, "Bimkom osenu the ruba nagi b'minol elech havimokom b'mokom sandal v'cholzon lechatchila." And he quotes the Riaz, "Kevin shenagu ham b'minol cholzon lechatchila." The hachi amina minhaga milsa havi uvrishalmi garsinan haminig mevatel salocha. Whoa! Uvabav el nagu lino besandal velo min alayim mishum hachi nagu besandal gdach nilasa avaberet to spirit Edom nagu lino min alayim lefichach nagu lachatz bemino gdach nilasam. End quote. It all depends upon what's normally worn in that time and place. He quotes over here, the Ritva has a girsa. HaTorah Omer Nala V'lo Minolo. Means Nala Kederach Sheadakam Linol. And most of them Aleim were sandalim. Now, Bismanenu, mostly wear shoes. The Shtana Minik. Mostly in this room, how many people are wearing sandals? Right now. How many people walk out in the street with sandals are more likely than shoes? In the country. But in the city, no. Which country? Omer Nara Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, there's somewhere Sandalim, somewhere Imgarbayim, somewhere Beligarbayim. We're not going to get to a different country, a different climate, a different world. And when I was in the Shiva's Karen B'Yavna many years ago, the Rosh Shiva was very not happy with Sandalim. And Beligarbayim, he went ballistic. So there wasn't a kavod for a Ben Yeshiva to what Beligarbayim. What goes on today? Yeah.
And our Rambam says that somebody can adopt for the Yom in Eretz Yisrael with sandals.
Even without socks. Because that's Dominican in certain parts of the country. I didn't say that it can't be, but Rosh Hashiva didn't like it. He felt that B'nai Torah should dress with if you have to wear sandals, if you have to wear sandals, at least put on socks. You know, it depends upon, I think you're right, it's largely Dominic based. Everyone in that Yishuv was wearing Sadalim b'ligarbayim, so probably there's nothing wrong with David for the Yom that way as well. There's Nevin Sal Paskin. He's talking about a Yishuv which walks around that way.
I saw a Kloisenberg in Netanya, also somebody that he was a Kohen yet.
He davened for the Yomud?
The sandals.
So maybe that's why. Yeah, but all Kohanim Duchim with socks. I never heard of Duchim, at least in America. I understand. If you're not wearing socks, you can't Duchim with socks. Yes, I understand. but in America, I've yet to see a Kohen Duchim barefoot. I've yet to see it in America. Has anyone ever seen an American Duchim barefoot? Ever? We have a little more of a proper attitude about these things. But who has ever seen, aside from your case, a Kohen Duchim barefoot? Who's ever seen it? In Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim. Okay, so there you go. So we can't answer it. They probably are getting ready for the Beis HaMikdash. Pashas in the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't wear socks either. Pashas. So, Mitzvah Meheri Bon HaMikdash, they'll solve all the world's problems, they'll duchen without do sheiros and do duchening without socks, and then maybe it'll rub off on the rest of us, even in other circles that today would recoil at even the thought of appearing without socks. What we can do? We have to. Didn't Mashiach is going to come? I'll say, sorry, Rebbe. It's a din in the Torah. You have to take off your socks. All right. Doesn't mean not necessarily the shtibul, but in the base of English, yeah. Not as holy. Okay. So let's hope. This is Nisan. Rabbi, we're Nisan. This is the month of the Geula. But Nisan Asir Nigol. Everyone should have greater kavanah when you daven mincha today for that Geula. So we should be able to see people without socks. So that's another. It's not the only reason. The only reason for the Geula, but it would be helpful for this too. Okay. Rabbi, but Nisan Asir Nigol. Mr. Shem, b'mher v'yamein. Okay, so this is what it says. Okay, Rabosai, it depends upon the minhag. It seems to me that the Rav Yo might be the Bali HaTosfos that are referred to, because the Mugi Yosef quotes Bali HaTosfos. We don't know who they are. The Rav Yo is in the Bali HaTosfos, because our Tosfos is Fakert. Of course, that's the Gerson. The Rav Yo, so I think he says in the footnote over here that opinion, again, in footnote 72. The Ritvah quotes Tosfos that the Girsa depends upon Derech Sherdakim Lino Verob and Alem Yisandolim Shabbat Bezmanenu the Rob Beminol Nishtan HaMinik Benogam Beminol. That's Pshat Rabosai Minik Bevatal Halacha. What it really means to say is that not going to be Vatal Hilchos Shabbos and not Hilchos Kashrus and not Hilchos Taras Mishpocha. It's Mevatal the Halacha. You're supposed to wear a sandal. Because that was itself originally based upon the minig which existed presumably b'zman matan Torah. And according to what the Gemara is saying over here, if in matan Torah they all wear sandalim, and today we all wear nalayim, so we have to do it nalayim, that's what it means. Where else do you find a new Yerushalmi? Babli, I assume you all know. And you're just not telling me the truth because of the Gemara but see about Masechti and Lashanas from our Nevis. Okay. But I don't know, not everyone finished Yerushalmi. That I'm willing to concede. But where else in the Yerushalmi does it say Minig Bevat Balach? And your last round through Yerushalmi, go through it in your head. Yeah, Baba Metzia, correct. Baba Metzia in the seventh parak, it says Minig Bevat Balach. That's what we're discussing. Asochar es hapoalim. There's certain specific laws, this and that, and this and that. That's if there's no other set minig, so you follow the halacha which the Torah provides. But if it's a minig fakert, then imaminis. What do people have in mind when I lend you money and you borrow money, when I hire you and you're hired, when I sell you something and you buy it, it's all interpersonal relationships. It depends upon the minig, minim avat l'salacha. But it says in the Rambam, it says in the Rambam, Gemara. This is what goes on in the marketplace today. That's what's determinative. Not Hilchos Shabbos, Kashrus, Taras, and Mishpocha. What's going on over here? Torah says, now here it's different, because here, when the Torah Kedosha said, Chol's or Nalo, it meant sandal because that was what they used to wear. I guess in Matan Torah time, they lived in very kind of warm climates. They were all wearing sandals. Today we live in cooler climates, so we're wearing shoes. I mean, simply it could be climate related. So therefore, we should depend upon Rabosai what is normal in that time and place. So it would appear. The Rambam writes Chol's and Bemino, left out sandal. As the case of Mishnah, you know why? Because we don't have sandalim. It's not the derech of the Rambam to go against the Gemara on his own without telling you things have changed. Lanias daiti, the Rambam is based on the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi said we don't have sandalim. So that's what the Rambam didn't have to say. Things changed since Talmudic times. They already changed in Talmudic times. So Cholsim b'min, all right, because they didn't have sandalim. That's all happened. Rambam lived in warm climates, Mediterranean basin, but I don't know. And that's what it says in the Rambam. It's interesting, the Ramban says punkt faker. Turn to the Mukha Yosef, you see, it's exactly the opposite shot in this Yerushalmi. Please turn. Page Tzadi Hey. Tzadi Hey. Top of the page, take it from the top. Veheicha she'eno motu sandal balsamoka memutal minu lechatchila kosu bali atoisvis v'ra bali hituzal the mutter, right man Yerushalmi. Again, I'm Rabbi Yossi. Pamachas alach l'din tzivin u'matzos v'shem zoka nechad amaitel klumat abaka b'Rabbi Yudah b'm same. So I'm in the rush. Numili hen. Shulchani shulchani haya. Biri. Val shulchani haya tadir. Numesi lo. Roiso. Shecholot. Amuli hen. Harbe pomim b'middle of a sandal. Amulei v'chiyesh shalom b'mkomeinu. Amaitel marora meir loma shen cholson b'middle. Adka. Alma de cholhecha shein sandal motzi cholse b'middle afil lechatchila. Abel Ramban zal kosef mishamray lehebich. Shafilu shoher yom sandal hefi shiver ha-meir. Ein cholse b'middle lechatchila. So what did he do? He'd have to go out into to a factory and make a special sandal b'chalitza. They even though never use it ordinarily. That's how that's pshat in Rameir. Shmad Rameir, da filu b'mokho shen sandal, en cholzim b'minu l'chatchila. Go out and make yourself a sandal. Chen kosu b'shmo, rashbo, v'ritvo. Yeah. Others say, quotes the Rosh, that nowadays, we, based on the Yerushalmi, we use a minol, rabosai. We don't use a sandal, we use a minol. Ad kan, rabosai, this discussion. Fine. What does that mean? Go make yourself a sandal, but no one else walks around a sandal. We don't have any. You're correct. The Torah said sandal. Either it doesn't depend upon the regilis whatsoever, or alternatively, it depends upon the regilis of Shas Matan Torah. Even though the regilis changed, the halacha doesn't change. He denies the idea of minim about las halacha. It's made against Yerushalmi. It's probably against Yerushalmi. Could be. It could be. It's possible. Okay, it's interesting. We said before that based upon the Rashi, if it's soft leather, you're afraid it's going to rip. So the Beis Yosef adds, you're afraid it's going to rip, and you won't realize it, because you can still put it on while it's ripped, as opposed to a hard sandal, which is impossible to put on while it's ripped, so therefore not afraid it's going to happen. Right? And those who say it's made from two chatichos, right? Two chatichos, we're afraid that it's going to, again, you're going to put it on and it's going to be puzzled. That's what we're afraid about. Ad kan rabosai, the first part of today's shiur, based upon the first part of the Gemara. Any questions before we go on? Okay, let's turn a little bit more Gemara, and then we're going to show you what chalitza shiur. Really, it's impossible to imagine if you don't. Anyone see a picture of it? The Gemara has pictures of chalitza shiur? Which Gemara? Our Gemara has? Steinsalz, okay, good. Fine. Says the Gemara, another shtickel, very short, a few more lines. Says the Holy Gemara over here on Kuf Beis and Medal. Amarat. Ilav de chamise le chavivi. Who's chavivi? Says on the side. Who is chavivi? Abbas, who's chavivi? Oz Gimel. Heiner Abichia Sha Achi Ove Vahimo Sharab is his uncle twice over. If I didn't see my dear beloved uncle. The Cholatz Pisandal the Isle Shinsin. Who wants to translate the word Shinsin? Rashi translates it. Astral. Who knows French? What does it mean?
I don't know.
Okay. Anybody? Do they have Loazi Rashi somewhere?
Yeah, it's
Ritzuot. Ritzuot, correct. I don't have it. You have it on your Gemara?
It's the Shas Vilna.
Shas Vilna, so, see? It's your fancy Gemara. They left out what the old Gemara said.
I think they have it on the back.
On the back. Oh, they have in the back. Okay. Lazei Rashi. Where? Right after the Gemara. Where's Lazei Rashi? Right after the Hamatar game. Oh, maybe it's Hamatar. Oh! Hamatar game. Right over here. Mamash, right after the Piskei Tosfos. Let's take a look on our daf. Let's see. Kuf Beis. How come I can't find it? Kuf Beis Manaf. Oh. Shinsi. Astral. Look at the Metagam and Shabbos Tani Beis in Parchina. What are you joking me? Wouldn't it be fast to write it again? What does it say there?
It's too old.
You looked in Shabbos, haven't you, Mamas?
I'll pee.
I can't understand this, but he's wasting more ink telling us to go there than just to write his other one word.
He wastes. So
he'll buy Shabbos too. Okay, very good. Okay. Good. Rabbi Sai means Ritzuot. Okay? Shinsi. So Rashi, v'noach l'cholto. Keep that in mind, that Rashi. Okay, if I wouldn't have seen the Rav Chia do that, ano lo havoi chalitzno ela besandala de taya de mahadik tfei. Well, what would I have used? I would use the sandals of an Arab that's tighter. What's tighter? What's not tighter? What is this all about? Take a look at Rashi on the Rif. Rashi on the Rif is also very enlightening over here. Rashi, the first Rashi on the Rif, Sadi Hey Amun Aleph. Shinsi, Ken Kis Sheyesh Lo Ritzuos. Whoa, Meiridik. Tells it means ritzuos, which means straps. Shapolskin v'sogrinbo v'noach l'cholzo. Okay, that's what Rashi says. Take a look at the Nimuk of Yosef. Shinsi, shtei ritzuos dakos uktzoros shaosin v'sfas hamin elo asanda l'koshu al hashuk v'noach l'cholzo. Two little thin strings that you make on the edge of the shoe, to tie it on the shoke. What does the shoke mean? What does the word shoke mean, anyone?
Calf.
Those who ever learned the sugya of shoke b'isha erva get into trouble over here. Because shoke b'isha erva is commonly translated by the Mishnah Brura, no less, as the thigh. But here it's klar in the Gemara, and Rashi, and all the Mefarshim, that you put the chalitza shoe on the shoke. Where do you, anyone have any idea? Where you put the chalitza shoe? Any clue where it goes? Where's it go?
Yeah.
On the calf, not on the thigh. The poshup shot at the word shok, with at least with respect to humans, refers to the calf. This is an aside. We're not learning hilchos erva now, but it is true. The poshup shot in the word shok means the calf. The Chazanish suggested that. That is bothered by the problem that even the nashim ksheros don't cover the calf. They may use stockings, but it's see-through. So he got into trouble. He tried to back out a little bit. So Rav Binyamin Zilba Zal wrote that he wrote to the Chazanish, what are you backing out for? It's called a spade a spade. The rayas agabi rayas agabi rayas. That the word shok in a human means the calf. And the rayas are not only from the, we'll call it the super Haredi sources in Meir Shorim and in Williamsburg. Look in Das Mikra. The modern Pirush and Tanakh. Look it up. Klar. Shok is the calf. Beinu Shalalim. Rabbi say, whose mother, wife, sister, grandmother, whatever you want, fill in the blank, goes covered completely, opaquely, down till the ankle. Raise your hand. Nobody in this whole room. So they're all prutzos. No one is. It was a violation of Shok B'Sharva. So pile ploim. That was Baal the Chazanish. The Mishnah Brura already said from the Prima Garden that Shok B'Sharva is ad ha-kni. Until the kni. That's right. It's kuf nun. I'm not kidding you now. Kuf nun yud aleph, or K N E E. In our English letters. There was always a tumult when I was growing up. Now everything is a chumrah, but when I was growing up, there was a tumult. What do you mean, till the knee? Inclusive or exclusive? They assume that shok with the thigh, you have to cover the knee, yes or no? So yes, when I was in high school, there were mekilim 50 years ago that said, you don't have to cover the knee, only have to cover the thigh. And the other said, nah, come on. You have to cover the knee, inclusive. The Mishnah Berurah is unclear, inclusive or exclusive. I said it's a Mefurash Pasuk. A pasuk that the knee itself is not part of the shok. Pasuk in Chumash, huh? We'll get to it soon. But on the assumption that they had 50 years ago, that the shok meant the thigh, and the pasuk mafurish that you don't have, if they're right, you don't have to cover the knee. Where's the pasuk in Chumash? Chamish Chumash Torah. Not talking about Tanakh. Chamish Chumash Torah. A pasuk that the knee itself is not concluded as part of the thigh. No. A pasuk. Chamisha chumshe Torah. You're supposed to know that, right? You're supposed to know all nach also, but that's tefasta merubalo tefasta. We're going to find these words in juxtaposition near each other, which is going to indicate clearly if they run after the other that they're not the same thing, and one does not include the other. It's found in the Tochacha in Parshas Kisava. The Tocha in Parshas Kisavo tells us terrible things that are going to happen to us if Chalila V'chas, we don't do the right thing. This will happen. Terrible, terrible things are going to happen. And one of the things that's going to happen is it's going to be plagues. Okay? Let's try to find it, looking quickly through the Tocha. It tells you over here that this Shchin will be ala birkayim vi ala shokayim. It's not finding right this minute. It's here somewhere. That's that it indicates to me very clearly. Here it is. Shchin rala birkayim ala shokayim. Dvarim chavches lamed hey. No, so to me clear as day. The two separate things. How do they translate over here? Let's take the translation in the art scroll. Ala birkayim ala shokayim, 35. On the knees, that's Birkayim. What's Shokayim? On the legs. It's so cute. What is the leg? They're very smart. They're very coy. Leg could be the thigh part of the leg, and so is the calf, a little part of the leg. So leave it up to you. I have their geniuses. I mean, this is very... Quote Rabbi Sherman, what did you mean? What did I mean? Well, if you ask Rabbi Yamin Zilva, it means the calf. If you ask the Mishnah Berurah, it means the thighs. I wrote leg. I give more credit than ever. These people are very good. Okay? So, Rabosai, but the knees, whatever it is, the knee is not part of it. It's a separate entity. It seems to be closed. So you'll ask me, so how can it be if the word shok clearly means the calf, mukhan besech the yavamis, that the chalitz is done from the shok, and the shok is clearly the calf. So how come the women today don't cover the kif? What's the answer?
Could you use the Yerushalmi?
Exactly. The Yerushalmi. Minig mevatel es halacha. Exactly so. Bizman ha-gemara. Women covered to the ankle. And therefore, every woman had to cover that much. And if you didn't, it was objective erva at that point in time. But it's really subjective. It depends upon the time and the place.
Think about there anything.
I didn't say anything.
Almost anything.
The Rambam has a lashon, kol guf ha'isha erev. What does that mean? The nose? I mean, kol guf ha'isha erev. I understand the Rambam to mean the woman's, the body of the torso, that's guf, as opposed to the extremities. In my view, the extremities is included in the word, what could be potentially subjective. It's against the Mishnah Berurah, though. I'm the first to admit it. This is just an aside. The Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Ayin Hey, in the Shara Tzion, he says that you have to cover at least till the knee, and you have to cover till the elbow, and if a woman chalila v'chas reveals more than that, it's objective erva. What does he quote? Ksubis Ayin Beis. Who knows a shas? It's Babli already.
Hair
filling. No. What's Ksuba
science? Zrosa.
Correct. Zrosa Magulos is a violation of Das Yehudis. That's what he quotes. The fiani has deity. It seems to me it's a royal istar. Okay, what does das yudis? Rashi says in Ksubas das yudis means that sneers of the Jewish woman would practice, which can change. Pasha Pera can change. It's only with the Jew, not the Torah Glosh, it's the Jewish women. So to me, it's mamash a royal istar. That the idea of, you know, everyone has to wear sleeves down to the elbow, and if you wear a little bit over the elbow, you're a prutza. I don't know if it's true.
You could interpret that the rabbanim put their stempel on this on practice.
I don't see where you got that from. I can tell you stories. I've seen pictures of weddings from daughters of Choshev or Rosh Hashivas, the Choshevs to Rosh Hashivas, and they were wearing sleeves that went above their elbows. There were also those who were wearing skirts above their knees. It's a fact. Yes, today they will Photoshop revisionist photography. I'm telling you reality. I'm old enough to remember these things. You can't tell me. Okay? So everyone says, oh, they were Bali Aver. I think they were not Bali Aver. In those days, that was the minik. In my opinion, that they had a right to follow in those days. Today, Akshadara, people don't go that way. You have no right to follow anymore. This is not what I came to talk about today. This is, but once we got to the word shok, which clearly means, you see, klar, it means the covering of the calf. So you're probably wondering, how come we don't cover it nowadays? It seems to me that depends upon the minik. So enochanami. So if you live in Meir Sharm or Williamsburg, you must cover that. That's the minik of that in those places. You live in Riverdale. We're fighting to keep at least the kol gufo yisharim. It's really not right. People walk in. I walked to my shul yesterday. A guest from the outside. You know what? A little that's not right. In my head, there's no heta for that.
But there are pictures of the Rosh Hashiva's daughters wearing things like that too.
There's a tumult with Rabbi Vajja's wife. There's a big tumult in the blog now. Was she wearing? What's she wearing? Was it her skin? Was it not her skin? I got someone blog me a whole arichas dvarim. I don't know exactly what was going on over there. Maybe it was less than a tefach. It was a very thin thing, that picture. So it was less than a tefach squared. That's where Vajja held. I don't know.
Just a Photoshop that she, they had, there's a famous picture of her where she was wearing just a little hat.
That's bad.
And then later, they photoshopped all the hair that was here. They put a
hat on her.
No, she was wearing a hat. Just a little hat. But she had lots of hair sticking out. And they photoshopped
that
up.
They knocked it out.
Yeah.
Whatever. So, I'm just telling you. I'm not here to comment on the on especially those who are no longer amongst the living, and they were living in different times. And I'm not here to make critical of anybody. I will tell you that they photoshopped shapels on the heads of the wives of the Gedolei Hador Mamsh. Mamsh. No need to say anything more than that. Mamsh. The Gedolei Hador Mamsh. You look carefully in the picture, you'll see it. You can see it's Photoshop. But it's, whatever. That's for a different story. That's really too far afield. Okay. Depends, you'll like Rashi, you'll like the Rambam, you'll like other Rishonim. That's for a different discussion.
How far do you take the Yerushalmi?
Not far at all.
It's Minhag HaMakom, and if it's nothing that would call attention,
so in my opinion, called.
Wearing minis.
Okay, so they're wearing minis. I'm not endorsing it as a practice, as something which we should try to follow. If you look at Ramosha's tshuva, you get an impression that a woman who walked around that way, with I think it's Ra Magul or Shogun, whatever it is, he writes there. If all the women in that town are going that way, that's how I read Ramosha. You can't call her a prutza because. The word, by definition, the word prutza is poritz geder. It's a fence, and you go crash through the fence. There is no fence. They're all walking that way. So Rav Moshe writes, you can only say she recommend that she cover that area with sneers v'tavo oleha brocha. So before she chew, they go smash. I don't know the way to read it. I'm sure that those who are revisionists are reading it differently. That's how I read it.
You go based on like non-Jewish women also, like
non-Jewish women. I don't know if you can go with a non-Jewish woman. That's already a problem. I think you have to follow the frum women, not even the Jewish non-frum women. It has to be in the Shomer Shabbos community. We'll leave it at that. Yes, you're right. In Riverdale, where I live, in the Shomer Shabbos community, there are manifestations which I am not very happy with. If it's Gufa Isha, in my opinion, it's objective erva. I think it's a really serious problem. If it's the extremities, so then
So then, you know, it seems to me that I don't like it, but I say much less. It's arguable, it's not exactly sure what's the extremities, because the arms are certainly the extremities. Right? That's the zroa, this whole thing is probably called the zroa. But when it comes to the legs, if the shulk is the calf, what's this? What would you call the thigh? Yarech, right. Chamuka yarechayech. You know, where the line draws between the extremity and the it's almost like part of the body, even though it's sticking out a little bit, but it's not completely clear where the line is drawn. But I'm here to defend those who wore skirts above the knee on the ground that's considered to be the extremity. You're going to say over here it's also an extremity? Yeah? Because that's already a little bit pushing it. Yes, sir. Oh, there was an article about it in the New York Times not that long ago. Yeah? Where a certain individual wrote, he's talking about Hadarat Nashim, that women have no obligation to cover anything. The men can't look. What? That seems to be completely against halacha as I understand it. Of course. More than that, in the classic halachic sources, a discussion of a makam mechusa versus a makam amagula. According to this writer, there's no such thing.
But that seems to be based on the practice of people that would be
fasting. No, I understand that. But in my view, the gufa isha is completely must be covered, no matter what they're doing. If people walk around in, I could give you two extremes, bikinis, which in some communities that they walk around, I think in California, is that correct? Am I from California here? Is it true that they walk around like that all the time?
Not in the streets?
Oh, I'm happy to hear that. I thought that they walked in the streets that way. Baruch Hashem. Okay.
Maybe if you go to the beach.
The beach. That's a different story. Okay, I'm happy to hear it. California has gotten so from. Okay, I thought that it was worse than it really is. Okay. Other kinds of things, the low cuts, and they have in the middle episode, I don't know what that. Some actress or something that had started a new style. All this kind of stuff, in my opinion, is absolutely awesome. I don't care what the minute is. When it comes to the sleeves, which I like, it should be to here, but if it goes to here, I'm not going to make a big deal. Because that's the minute in that place. And I keep it here. But they start with the low cut, when that's I'm giving my shot based on the Rambam. And that's not based on the Rambam, it's based on reality. Not the Rambam. Rambam is a realist. Certain things are more inappropriate to be uncovered than other things. Can you believe? Now, there are those who say that Shok is more chomer than Zroa, even less than a Tefach is a problem. Mokam Hiru Tfei. Now, if they're talking about the calf, I'm here to argue with people's minds. I can't get quick into people's minds. But certainly, if you're talking about the thighs, I can begin to understand it in a better way. So I'm not here to make leniencies for people. I'm just here to say that if someone is conducting herself in the way that I wouldn't necessarily approve of, it doesn't mean that she's necessarily in absolute violation. I like it. My shul, which is its own little enclave within Riverdale, we try to have a bit of a higher standard. And the women, generally speaking, who come regularly, understand that this shul is a higher standard, so you don't walk in like you walk in some other shuls. Okay? But doesn't mean that the other shuls are doing something necessarily shalokadin. But if it's gufa isha, in my opinion, it is shalokadin. And if all players come to a shul like that, bainah a shul, mera mikdash, bainah shalayla. But anyway, that's for a different discussion. We got a little bit too far afield, more than I expected. Okay, but I have to answer your questions. Shoal kinyan, for our husband Agamar. Speaking of shoal kinyan, anyone has a question on Pesach? Has the right to begin any shiur from here on into the next week. Can we ask any? You have the right. Apidin. Siran says open the Masechta Megillah. You have a right to raise your hand to begin the shiur and say, "I have a question of Pesach." Come to me after Pesach. I'll say, "What? We're learning Yavams." If you come to me this week and next week, you have the right. That's what it means. Shlosh Shem Yom, especially the last 2 weeks. So I'm just giving you have that right. Okay. As I told you already, next week will be better. Next Tuesday will be a Shia Nichos Pesach. That we're devoting a day to Nichos Pesach. And then it'll be the Shia Nichos Chavos later. And Wednesday is about the Haggadah. So I have
dedicated a couple of shirim to Inyanim of Pesach, but that doesn't mean you can't ask beforehand. Okay, so I'm just letting you know. Let's not go back to where we came. We got sidetracked. Okay, Rabosa. So we're talking over here about the Shinzi. That's how we got started. So the Nebuka Yosef says, Shtei Ritzuos Dakos Uktsaras She'olsin B'Sfas HaMinol O Asana L'Koshu Al HaShok V'Noch L'Choltzo. Oh, the Beferish, what it means? It's little straps. V'yesh Omrim She'heim HaKrosim She'no Olsin B'Minolayim. Now the word krosim, Rabos, it should sound familiar to many people in this room. Where do you hear the word krosim in the not so distant past? Where? Ayakal Pakude. The word krosim was found on a regular basis. The word krosim in article is translated, I believe, as class. Okay? Clasps. Okay? Cross, I believe. I'm looking over here. It says karsei means clasps. Chamishim karsei, 50 clasps. Gentlemen, what is a clasp? A buckle. Okay. What was parallel to the clasps? Another word is used, which is found over here as well. Anybody know? They had on one side they had Vehveso Sakwasimba Lulaos. What's Lulaos? Loops. So a clasp has to fit into a loop. That's what it seems to be, right?
Button,
right? Is
it something like a button?
A button, right? A button like we'll see soon. Button like it's a clasp that falls into a loop. Before Sukman Parashat Vayakob. Many times over. That's what it seems to me. A noob shot. Not like Rashi. Totally different shot. Completely different shot. Totally different. Okay. So now keep one hand in the mukay. Go back to the Gemara for a minute. Okay? We're making some progress. We're both saying the show and tell is about to begin. There's another minute. About to begin. Okay, so the Gemara says again, if I wouldn't have seen my uncle who used shinsim, which is either little thin strings or clasps, which go into a loop, I would have used an Arab sandal. Why? The mahadik tfe. What does it mean, an Arab sandal? And let's go further. Let's just finish up the next two lines. V'haydi dan, our sandals. Afal gav di ispe chumrisa. What is chumrisa, Rashi? Kesher kosher al svasav umamido shlo yetzim in aregel. There's some kind of a knot there so that the sandal shouldn't slip off his foot. Nonetheless, katrinan be misna. What does that mean? So Rashi, if you lochi b'shas chalitza, katrinan be misna. I tie it with a string. Ki hechi de tevi chalitzta chalitzasa ma'al yisa. Rashi. Ki hechi de teise yehi v'tishri v'hoda tachlot v'tevi chalitza ma'al yisa. She'll do two things. She'll untie the knot and remove the shoe from its foot. Two things. Adkan Lashna Gemar. Back to the Nebuka Yosef now. Okay, the sandala, the tie. What does that mean? Who sheritzuos of gedolos uruchovos lekoflon al regel? They are not thin, small, short strings of shinsi, which just is enough to keep the shoe in place. No, thick, big means presumably long. Ritzuos. You know, thick like we have on our tefillin, lechoflon al regel. They go around the leg. Not just a little thing to keep the shoe in place. Okay, fine. That's what it says. Rashi, the Mugiyos at the end of the narrow lines, says v'hod de katrina la ki hege de tesi hi ve tishri ve hada tachlots ve tebe chalitza nayasa. Kachoya menhagan, the last narrow line. Lassos bo krosim bepiv kde lechaber shtei svosos hanal. They have this clasp in the loop. V'im kol zeh, eino mischaber beregel. Ulefichah choya tzorak milvara krosim. Rutsuachas o shtayim lichpol olov lahatko. So they did both. They had a clasp and they had ritsuos as well. Now with all this, Rabosai, we open the bag and pull out the shoe. And let's see how this shoe corresponds to what you imagined based upon the Gemara that we just learned. Rabosai, this is a chalitza shoe. Let's take a look and see how it's done. What are these things that, what are these things called? There's the ritsuos, obviously. But aside from the ritsuos, what else do we have? Right? Chumrisa. And here are the lulavs. Is everyone able to see? Chumrisa and lulavs. Well, if you want to put it on and walk outside, we'll see what happens. You do notice, Rabosai, there is no tongue. Right? No tongue. No. You also notice that it is made, this whole top, the best that I can see, is made from one piece. Am I correct? The whole top. This is a different, this is, look at it, this is a totally different material. This is hard. But the entire top is made from one piece. Now, we already saw, machlek, does the sandal mean hard, or does the sandal mean from one piece? It's supposed to be middle of two pieces. When they said one piece, right, did they mean one piece including the sole? Or they meant one piece excluding the sole? If they meant one piece excluding the sole, then this is the sandal. According to the second shot in the Milky Ocean, it's made for one piece. According to Rashi, it's a minnow, it's soft. Okay, everyone see what's going on here? Does everyone see it? Very, very important that you see this. It's clear.
Straps are leather?
Straps are leather. Yes.
This, together with
also, right? Oh, these straps are separate. Obviously, you see the color. It's a separate piece, which is sewn. You can see how it's sewn over here. You can see. It's sewn onto this black leather. It's sewn, we'll call this sort of white leather. It's sewn separately. So are these loops also sewn separately. It's obvious, you can see over here. You can even see how they're sewn in, sort of, with the material, which looks like it's white material and not black material. So this black is a separate piece. Everyone see what's going on over here?
Was this made specifically for chalitza? Like,
absolutely, what it was made for.
Awesome.
For the marathon. This is made for. This is made specifically for chalitza. That's what we saw in the Korban Asano. In the olden days when they had these used tamu shoe. Today we have a special chalitza shoe. We use it once in 7 years, so it's not going to rip, etc., etc. Yes, yes.
Is there a purpose of the holes in them?
These. Yeah. It's a good question. Why are there holes in the back? See this? They made holes in the back. I do not know at the present time why these holes are here. If you can figure it out, maybe we'll get to what we learned in some of the more than the halachas. Right now, I don't know.
Maybe so. Does it have to be tight when she puts it on?
So what they do is, I've seen Rabbi Reese do this many times. He's our expert. He may have gone to Boy Scout camp. He knows what he's doing. I would never go near this. So you tie, you put the clasps in, 1, 2, 3. And then you tie it around the man's foot. He takes off his shoes, takes off his socks, rolls up his pants above the knee. So you tie it on. There's a whole special way how to tie. We'll discuss that. And then the woman, take a look. Take a look back on our Tosis. Tosis gives you a bit of a kitzur how it's done. The bottom Tosis on Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. You have to tie it so well, that you can actually walk in it. And so we actually make the oven walk. Okay, go walk to the wall, walk back. You want to show it's tight enough that you can actually walk in it. Rabbi Chanina Bereidi, Rabbi Hillel, Omer, Oin Boko Eshetucha Lahatira Obi'achas Miyod Deho, maybe? Miyod Deho. She can untie it with one hand. In other words, we try, she should be able to untie the entire thing with only the right hand. She does the entire chalitza with the right hand. She assumes she's a right. With the right hand. Keitzad hu hi osa. Matiraso biyamin. V'tovsaso bismo. She holds his leg with her left hand and unties it with her right hand. V'shometes okev biyamin. And then she takes the... What's the okev, Rebbe Osai? When she takes the shoe off his heel, which is the back of the foot. That's the first thing you take off. I mean, you take all right. And then what? You want to get it off his foot completely. So our gerasuntosis is v'gororoso b'smol. That's probably a mistake. Because it says on the side, chof, what does it say? V'gororoso b'yamin. That's more correct. Because you do everything with your right hand. Ad shetei ha-torah v'chalitza b'yamin. Ad kana Yerushalmi. Only with your right hand. Miu, says Tosis. Nogu likshar heite b'kesha gomor. With a complete tie. Complete, not just, what's that aniva? What does aniva mean?
A bow.
You just pull it out. Man. No, we tie it. V'gam sarech shetatireno b'yoda hayamonis. V'fiyah Yerushalmi. V'yafa pishla b'tzino sheposel b'smol ele b'regel. Puts on his left foot, we'll see later, it's no good. Avabiyad, kosher lachot, hafila b'smol, her left hand is also good. Farminan nami the kaman sof pirkin, gidemes chos letzes b'shineho, you can take off it with your teeth. Masha the low mifsla and low chotza b'yoda yamanis. Okay? But the chatchila, the Yerushalmi wants to do it with your right hand. Okay, everyone with me, Rabbi Osai? It's very, very important. Now let's analyze some of the texts and see how all this fits in. The key point over here is you want it to be tight. The Gemara says Mahadik Tve. The tighter the better. Why is it the tighter the better? Why? 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 Chalitza Malyasa. What does that mean? You need a really significant act to take the shoe off the foot because it was on so tight. It wasn't on tight. It wasn't never really on, so it's no big deal to get it off. When a chalitza ma'ayas, this expression of Osei is found interestingly in the Haggos Mordechai. Please turn, if you don't mind, Haggos Mordechai in the back, Kuf Yutes. Take a look, please. Kuf Yutes. In our print, you'll find it on page Chof Gimel, column 1. Excuse me. Page Chof Beis, column 2. Take a look, it's Sandal de Isli Shansin. How can I describe it to you? It says Kuf Bezim and Aleph in brackets. Six lines after that. Shasandal Rochav Vigodalu. It's wide and big. Umitoch Shu Godal Bioser Osabo Shansin the Hotkov Al Shoko. You put in these Shansin to make it somewhat tighter. Afal Pisha Rochov Kolkach Shetzorach Shansin. Basically the shoe was too big. But once you compress it somewhat with the Shansin, then you can do Chalitza. Cholitzpe. Why the Choma de Mahadik Tvei Mali Le Chalitza Shechotzosu B'dochak? For your Chalitza Gemura. You want to make it as tight as possible. As tight as possible. V'churma Sokesha Shavitzua. And Rashi. You want it to be, you want it to be tight. The tighter, the better. So writes the Haggos Mordechai here in Kuf Yutes. Okay, very important to understand. That's how it has to be done. Very, very important. Tighter, the better. It's interesting. The idea of krosim, being chumrasa, that word is found over here, Haggos Mordechai, kuf, chof. we explains Vakrosim Shekorin Taish Balaz Vahalulos Hakol Tzorech Shia Me'or Behema Tahora V'tov, catch this now, Shelo Yiyu Halulos Min Ha'ozen Atzma Ki Yiritzua Mechuberes B'Rosh Hoznayim. That's what we have, right? These, the clasps and the strings are not part of the shoe itself, but there's a separate item which is attached, as you can see right over here. That's what it says over here, Kuf Chof. Yeah.
What if the shoe doesn't fit the guy?
Rabosai is a one-size-fit-all shoe. I'm going to compare this shoe to my shoe, or to your shoe. I wear size 11. Who here wears bigger than 11?
Here's a size 12.
I'm wearing 12?
I'm wearing 12.
You're wearing 12. What do you guys wear?
12 or 13?
12. All right, so maybe you should see if it fits size 12. Anyone here wearing a shoe? I'll kick off my shoe. You'll kick off shoe? Nah, don't bother with that. I'll let my shoes. No. I'm off. It's off already. This is size 11. Watch this, everybody. Sorry. Uh-oh. Whoa. Not quite there. It could be because... No, because in other words, I have things sticking out of it over here. That's sticking out of it here. I think. You don't think it fit into this one?
I think it's gonna be tight.
It will be tight. Okay, nothing wrong with tight. You have to the guy who wears size 9 or less. He has to also fit into the same shoe. So it's.
You like stuff it with something, like make sure it fits like there or there.
I don't think it's stuff with it. They just tie it a little tighter. So this is. We'll call it. It's true. Look, see my heel a little bit and a little bit on the front. I would say should fit 11. You know what? Watch this. Yeah, what's your question?
No, but the post was said that main pod, that she has to make it come up to pull it off. Maybe that's why there's holes in the back of the shoe.
Oh, maybe. Mm-hmm. Just a sec, hold on. Just sit down. Okay, see if it fits. Eyes on there. Cinderella, yeah. Size 12, I don't know what would be. Okay? You know, we say at the end of every chalitza, the Rav says we should hope and pray that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that no one should ever come to Yibam HaChalitza. So we hope that that's what happens. So therefore there should be, we don't wish it on anybody. Let's go back to where we left off. So, Rabosai, please, if you don't mind, turn to the Nimuk Yosef again, one more time. This is a chumra about stuff which is going to really be quite a chumra, which we obviously we don't fell. We didn't do it. Take a look at our bosai in the Muga Yosef. Goes a chumra from the Ramban, a wild chumra. The cost of our ritva. Come with me, Rabosai. The bottom of column 1, page Tzadi Hei. Came on the Kaimelon Shein Cholson B'Manol Minol Chatchila. That's the Ramban. Kidikasfina Liel. That's the Ramban. Roy Lasso Sandal Lechalitza. Special sandal. They are Sholok Kosher. V'lasoso chaticha achas. Why, Rabbi Osai? To be machmer for both shittas. That's the asterisk in the back. According to Rashi, it has to be hard. According to the other pshat, early, it has to be from one piece. So we said before, Roy Locha Shoshneim, we saw on the previous page, that that's Taka Roy Locha Shoshneim. V'al svaso krosim, sheyikonsu b'sofo acheres p'chorem asuyim shom. I just showed it to you. And aside from that, v'yod shtei ritzuas arukos, long. Not the short ones, that right? Long ones, it's kataya. Achas mikan v'achas mikan, takas akrosim o'alein, k'likshar asandl yofo l'chabro l'shok, Shetuchal kol achas li kofel beis pamim. Fine, that's what we do. It's exact. So far, mamish, exactly perfect. The only chumah we don't have is the next one, which is wild. Shamati mipi mori haram. It's very possible. It's a typo. This is all coming from the Ritva. The footnote in the Ritva says it's not haram. It's hakam. Hey kof mem, which stands for hareini kaporas mishkovo. Which means that when a person loses a parent or a Rebbe Muvuk, within the first year, they're going on Kiddushin. Who was the Ritva's Rebbe? The Ra'ah. It was the Rebbe Muvuk, Rashi by also, but mostly by the Ra'ah. Ki asando shahoyu noag in chachme narvona, huva lefne Rabbeinu Rabozal. Who was Rabbeinu, the Rebbe of his Rebbe? Who was the Ra'ah's Rebbe? Anyone know? Ramban, Litzara Chalitza, V'hoyu haritzuos miguf hamino. Whoa! It's like the menorah in the big shachas. They had the strings, were not like we had sewed on or attached on. It was one piece. Can you imagine that? One piece that had cut it around it. Amazing. V'enet furasham. V'kam haritzuos shetafru bo hayam Mukutza mimenu gashneb kol asandal or echot, says the Ritva. Vinirash as uchumri yisera. The ad kalo is stopping along the kamon. We'll see that in the Gemara. Elibishatososov shall sayer, made from hair. Fahanu mistama ainon migufo. Alma de kavasa, if it's equivalent of hair. But shall or, sharing below suffix. Uve shall say an ami of shitalon to kosher. Uve tfir an ami dafka bechut shall pishton osru. Hoshal or dumi de pishton. She ain't omi atmo shari. Varech. Vain's a base mechush. He sees no reason why we have to be macho like this. We talk on not macho like this. He ends up. Miroi locho shadover the maisa call my diefsha. We don't do this. I guess either we can't do it technically or we think it's just too much of a chumrah. Every chumah is the coolest, as we well know. So over here, Rabbi Osai, he has a footnote in the beautiful Ritvas. Talks about this chumrah. Over here. And he writes as follows. This is footnote 113. He says, the reason for these machmirim, because they hold that there's a difference between sandal and minol, is sandal is chaticha achas. Right? And they understood, not only is it chaticha achas the shoe itself, but even what? But even the straps. Even the straps. So the whole issue over here is an issue of lechatchila. So what do you mean bringing me a raya that you don't require the ritzuos miguf haminim from the bial b'tresa shel seor? There's the question of b'di'evid. And both say no one said it's b'di'evid. The whole issue is because you want it to be included as sandal, not a minil, and it's one piece, not many pieces. But even a minil is good b'di'evid, at least b'di'evid. Yosef tzarachin, the other raya, arkasa me'al de me'al. That raya is not found in the Nemuka Yosef directly, only by reference. Ul'el nami amina de kosaga daitoch de arkosa me'al de me'al. Alma eino me'atzma shel minol. You might have thought that the string, which is on top of the tongue, is me'al de me'al. You see, it's a separate piece. No. V'hosam mar b'minil midoraisa. U'bevadei b'minil sh'mishtei chatichas v'chul yama lo shayach lomar t'yeshdin sh'ritzuas yimiguf ha'minil. V'chul ha'nidon hu'rak l'chatchila b'misada v'tzorach yin godol. Footnote 113 is a tzorach yin godol on the rayas that are being brought by the Ritva and the Mukiyot. He doesn't understand it. Says the Beis Yosef as follows. You see klar that even with Zman Chachmi HaTalmud, the Ritzuos are not part of the sandal itself. Why? Because Al Gemara. Haidi dan afagav dislik chumrisa katrina lemisno. Katrina means kosherin. Alma lechatchila kosherin bar Ritzua. She'ena mikuf ha-sandal. So why should we be so machmer on this point? What does that mean? He understood, Rabbi Osai, that Katrin Lemista means Koshrin Haritsua La Minol. That's the Marie Bruna's chat. You tie the Ritsua onto the shoe. That's what the Gaonim said. But there were those who say no. Katrin doesn't mean when you tie the Ritsua onto the shoe. No. You tie the Ritsuas onto the foot. And those Ritzuas were an integral part of the shoe originally, one can argue. And that's how, in fact, Rashi learns. Bishas Chalitza, Katrina be Mista Kechid Taste, etc. Not, you see, it's machlok with the words Katrina mean. Katrina, to put it, the Ritzua onto the shoe, which has, you see, Klar and the Gemara, they were from two separate pieces. Or maybe Katrina means at the time of the Chalitza, but for all we know, it could have been for one piece originally. Adkan. Any questions, Rav Osi? We spent a lot of time today discussing the Chalitza shoe. Any questions about the shoe? Speak. Okay. So now we'll begin a little bit. We have a few minutes to go. Talk a little about the Chalitza prop. You need a shoe. And the Chalitza Nalo, we spoke until now about Nalo. Now let's talk a little bit about what does it mean, the Chalitza. So we spoke about it already a little bit. Tosa suggests it has to be done with the right hand. And they say they don't really need the right hand, etc. A whole story. It's interesting. The Rush says something like Tosfos, but says a little bit more. Please turn to the Rush and Siman Dalet. You ready? So Gimel, Dalet. Dalet's a good Chazar on Tosfos, but he has a few little twists which you don't find in Tosfos. Yerushalmi. It's the first wide line after the indent on column 2 on page Nun Dalet. Ketzer Rosa Onvo Kidei Shiyochol Latiro Beachas Miyodov. You tie a bow so you can undo it with one hand. You wanted to be able to do it with one hand, with a single hand, with the right hand. So it has to be what we call a bow. A bow. Not a kesher agave kesher, which is considered to be in Hilchos Shabbos. No, kesher echad v'aniv agavav, says the Korban Asano. Aniv agave kesher, which is not chayv in Shabbos, but it's considered to be enough of a kesher to keep it tight. But you can pull that with one hand. Ein Hilchos Shabbos is not called a kesher, but the chalitz is the Korban Asano also done. It is a kesher. Why? The fact that you're going to undo with one hand does not take away from the track from the fact that right now, till you pull it, it's very, very tight. That's our minik. Again, let's take a look inside one more time in the Rush. Simon Dalet. Tells you how to do it exactly. Again, he has the gears of Garosa of a small, which is problematic. Rav Amikar Chalitza Hataras Ritzuas. V'nogu ha'idna l'kosho b'kesher gomer t'kaimela n'aniva l'af k'shirahi l'inyin Shabbos u'v'gemara d'idan lo ashkan sh'tzorach t'hator b'yad yamonis lo ashkan sh'matzuch yimenele b'regel come on, even b'shinel it's okay v'nogu olam kain al pi ha'yerushalmi v'chatchili required to be done with the right hand. Says the Korban Asan, Os Samach, Umar Shalomar, the Eino Dome. The horse of Yalfina mi mikdosh. So therefore you need a double knot. Ama bechalitza, misham mehediku, with a kesher of aniva, come ahedek, as I told you before. Here, as long as it's tight, it's tight. The kavanas rabbeinu ikal emeima. The koi dafkal ho aniva l'chud, amal kesher of aniva al gaba mode de mahani. Oh, says the korban esanel, va'anan nahigin, nahigin, bishnei k'shorim ze al ze, v'achakach aniva. That's what we do. Halacha lemaisa. That's what we do. Benire dahainu taima. Dimnasa beis ksharim bechozek. Eina yachol lahat biyamin. Velo yia bechozek. Oz lo havi keshel kayama. Al kochav osan aniva al gabo. Vaydekach kayamim aksharim imayosa keshel elyon eina bechozek. Nira lili ashamim. Beautiful pshat. Beautiful pshat. You want to tie a keshel gabi keshel. That's the keshel nechol Shabbos. You make it too tight. She will not be able to pull it apart with one hand. So you have to make it somewhat loose. You make it somewhat loose, chas v'shalom, may fall apart, it's not a kesher shokayama at all. What do? You make a shokayama by having an aniva. So it's kesher agabe, so it's aniva agabe kesher agabe kesher. So it's a double knot, but not too tight. If it's not too tight, you're afraid it just fall loose. So you have the aniva agabe kesher, this keeps the two ksharim in place, even though not so tight, and they can be pulled up with one hand. That's how we do it. Halacha l'maaseh, that's exactly what we do. We follow exactly what says in Korban Esan. And everyone follow me exactly so far? This is pshat. And she tries to do it all with the right hand. It's a little tricky. Well, let's see the next Gemara. We have a few minutes. This is going to give you a little bit of a taste of how it's done. Yes, sir?
The difference who ties the shoe?
The shoe is tied by the rabbi. Rabbi Reese is the Boy Scout. He ties the shoe. Yes.
Today, if they don't use that shoe,
right?
But the shoe that the man wears in the street with shoelaces,
we don't use that shoe.
If it was done like that,
it presumably would be kosher make it right then. But it depends. Well, these days, and we'll see soon, has to be a leather shoe. Yeah. People today are very often wearing artificial leather and all kinds of other funny things on their feet. That wouldn't count.
The sole also has to be leather?
The sole here is leather, you saw.
Yeah, but does it have to be?
Pashtus, yes. We'll see soon that this, it's a pasuk. I don't know if you saw the Gemara's yet. This relates to Yom Kippur. Now, the Mitzvah, I give you everybody a bracha. No one here should ever be involved in the chalitza, not on any side. Mitzvah, we should all, everyone should get married and have children. We should never have to deal with any of these things. But the sugya is relevant for Yom Kippur. That's you have to deal with it. Because what may you wear on Yom Kippur, it depends, it's a large measure, on how you define a now. And that's going to depend upon our sugya. Let's just see this just a little bit, but not going into all the details right now.
If the minhag today is to wear sneakers, why doesn't that trump leather?
You're asking how may you wear sneakers on Yom Kippur, that you're asking?
No. The chalitza...
So wear chalitza from sneakers.
Sneakers. Why don't you say today the world walks?
You'll say meaning bevatlas halacha with respect to or as well. That's why we do not go. Can I help you, sir?
Yeah, Rabbi Krosner, the Meshechta gave me permission to make an announcement.
Oh, of course, the Meshechta. Whatever Meshechta says is Kodesh Kedoshim in this room.
I'm Rabbi Krosner. This is called Bet Shifra. We open Pesach 8 days around the city. It's all free. We open the May Yeshiva on the clothing market. We did our kashrus. We opened Chaim Berlin on the Klosterberg Elementary School. They did our Kashrut. We opened Forest Hills, Briarwood, and Manhattan 8 days. If you know anybody who wants free Pesach, needs free food, shares, Eisha Torah, come and give me classes all around the whole city. We have it in Russian, Yiddish, English. Take one, hang it up in your shul. If you know anybody, do a mitzvah. Because the missionaries run Pesach around the city. They run it. That's what Bet Shifra is doing over 40 years. This is in Russian. This is in English. Please take one if you give it out, Rabbi.
Oh, thank you very
Any
much.
Any questions, speak to Rabbi Schechter on this.
There's also a possibility of donating some money.
Whatever you do. Okay. All the money we collect previously, last few years, don't pay the taxes of the employees. So whatever you're going to give, don't worry about it. You know what I mean? I'm not looking for it. You know what I mean? Okay. So please take an envelope, hang it up, make duplicates, give it to people. Do a mitzvah. If you're not going to help out, who's going to help out?
Very good.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you.
That's in English, it's in Russian.
Rabbi said, we'll stop here.
Okay,
tomorrow's shiur.
Thank you,
Jeff. Yeah. If it works out for us to go to Rabbi Reese's shiur, it's going to be a practicum at 1. Then we'll give a shiur at 11:30 for an hour and have a half an hour lunch break in between, if that happens. So be ready.